For KMOG News, I'm Randy Roberson. Well, this was a rough summer season for local search and rescue volunteers who have been pushed to the physical and emotional limit at times, especially with the recent flash flood tragedy at the popular Waterwheel swimming hole. But other local resources have also been working to help keep our heroic rescuers on the job. Sergeant Dennis Newman with the Gila County Sheriff's Office says they received a dangerous sign just prior to the flash flood when they were called out to rescue a Girl Scout in the same area who suffered a sudden allergic reaction to an insect bite.
As we're going in, getting the equipment and walking in to go meet up with the fire department to start the litter carryout, you can hear the thunder. You can see that building up on top of the rim, and it sure is headed our way. So we get in. They have the patient already packaged up, put her in the litter, and then we start our trip out. We got chased out by the rain, and it was quite a rain that day. After we get her in the ambulance, and it's just a torrential downpour. There are a lot of cars on the Houston Mesa because it is so intense that they had pulled over because their windshield wipers couldn't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. And as we're leaving, there were several comments that we may be back here for a swift water rescue. So by the time we got out of there, it was a little after one, and the call for the first subject in the water because of the flood was at about 3:20 in the afternoon. It was one person. Immediately, it doesn't require me to get there to assess the situation to know that I'm going to need some swift water assistance. So that call goes out. So we start showing up over at Waterwheel. Kind of piecemeal. Some of the folks that live close were there first, then I come drifting in, and then everybody in behind me. Mm-hmm. And initially, we only thought that we had one person in the water. When I get there, I'm able to see that one person, and I see that they're sitting on a rock out in the middle of the creek, and the water's raging around this person. Mm-hmm. But I'm not noticing that the water level is rising, and this person looks like they're pretty safe. So as I'm trying to figure out how to get this person out of there, we have other Tonneau Rim folks that are starting to show up, and they're telling me that as they're coming into the area, they're hearing other people calling for help. That's when we realized that we had more than one.
Bill Pitterly with Tonneau Rim Search and Rescue says his crews worked the incident for 6 days.
So we had 90 total out of the whole, 6 days basically that we were involved. 795 man-hours.
Pitterly says despite some media reports saying the victims may have only had 20 seconds to get up to higher ground and away from the oncoming water, he doesn't think anyone would have had much of a chance escaping the added runoff and debris from the recent Highline fire.
Nah, it would have been tough. It's actually very fortunate that there weren't more involved in this. The rain fell on that burn area, and of course it released all that water. Had it not burned, then it probably wouldn't have released nearly as fast. Would have been maybe a slower run up, and people would have been able to move. But it hit that burn area, and most of that stuff, if you saw the videos, was just stuff from the fire, just debris and brush. And
Pitterly says there's also a big part of this story here that no one else is talking about.
Sort of an untold story here around this whole thing, in that we had 19 missions in June alone, prior to this one, and then a couple more in July. And then we had 6 days of this. And then on Thursday, the last day of this mission, we had a rescue in Box Canyon. And I had my 12 people show up, or 14 or 15 or whatever, and we did an outstanding mission. Everyone was ready. Everyone was prepared. It was a very tough mission. Fortunately, we were able to get a helo in there to help with it. But we actually had gotten all the way into where the subject was with ropes and basket and everything in case the helo couldn't fly because of storms coming. So, wow. It's not only that, the fact that we were here for this 6 days, it's just that we processed all of these other missions before, and including the very last day of this one. My guys, they're tough. They keep coming out. They keep going. They keep doing it.
Sergeant Newman says Southwest Behavioral Health Services in Payson stepped up quickly to help these rescuers cope with some pretty horrific experiences.
Early on, when the magnitude of the Waterwheel incident became evident to everybody, Southwest Behavioral stepped up and offered their services almost on the second day.
Right.
So once we found our 10th victim, generally they like to do that within, 24 to 72 hours. We, because of the size of the group and the logistics, it took us several days to put it together, but we did, and it was very successful with the help of Pastor Carl Peterson from the Methodist Church here in town and Kevin O'Dell from Southwest. It really came off well, had good participation and got good feedback.
If you'd like to learn more about Tonarim Search and Rescue, you can check them out online at TRSAR, as in Tonarim Search and Rescue, .org. Well, despite the past few dry days, it looks like the monsoons are headed back to Rim Country. We'll take a look at weather and the Payson Police Report next. You're listening to KMOG News.
This is Chief Engler with Payson Police Department providing the daily report. During the past 24-hour period, the Payson Police Department has responded to 74 calls for service, which resulted in no arrests. For police, fire, or medical emergencies, please call 911. For non-emergency calls, you can reach the Payson Police Department at 928-474-5177.